ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Imagine being in your 20s and running a successful dance school, when all of a sudden you get really sick and end up paralysed with no idea what the future holds. And what if that future turns out to be bigger and brighter than anything you'd ever dreamed of? That's what happened to Dom Tullican from Toowoomba in southern Queensland, who you're about to meet in this epic story about embracing change. I'm Mon Shafter, and you're listening to the Make Me Feel Good podcast.
Let's see how you guys go, okay? Does it sound good? Let's see how you go.
Make Me Feel Good podcast. A hug for your ears.
For today, we are running through dance number 2, dance number 4, dance number 5, dance number 6, okay? Let's go.
Hi there, my name is Dominic Tullican. I run the Disability Dance Academy here in the Toowoomba and Darling Down region. We have kids with autism, cerebral palsy, kids with Down syndrome.
33-year-old Dom Tullican has been teaching junior and senior dance classes in this church hall for the past 2 years. It's called the D Dance Academy. D for disability.
It's really open to whoever wants to come and join.
All right, and tucking in when it goes here. And thank you, Ms. Kieran Ford.
Kieran Brisky, who has cerebral palsy, is one of Dom's students. She's also training to be a dance teacher. This is Kieran.
Well, I met Dom 2 years ago. I just thought I'd go check out this dance studio. I actually found it on Facebook.
What do you like about the classes?
Everyone's so accepting and it's very inclusive and everyone's just having a lot of fun. I've got a lot more movement. I have a lot more confidence in myself.
Dom has loved dancing his whole life. He was just 6 when he discovered dance as a way to burn off excess energy.
I started with tap and ballroom, and the reason I actually got into dance was I was a severe ADHD, ADD kid. I used to struggle a lot at schools and that I was getting a lot of like different therapies. And so I had a dance teacher on the coast where we lived, and she said to my mom, how about we try dancing and see how that goes, because it will be working the same parts of the brain, working the coordination, but at the same time, I'll be burning off that excess energy that I wasn't doing at the other therapies.
While Dom now teaches people with disabilities, this hasn't always been the case. Originally from South Africa, Dom moved to Australia with his family in 2007 as a teenager. At just 20 years old, he took over a local Toowoomba dance school and turned it into a thriving business, teaching all different styles of dance.
5, 6, 7, we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
But in this same year, Dom's world came crashing down. Without any warning or triggers, he started to acquire a range of disabilities.
I ended up getting paralysed from having 3 mini strokes in one day, which left me paralysed from the shoulders down and unable to talk. And they really didn't think that I would end up being able to walk again or talk again. I've had tremors, I've had paralysis attacks. I then have dystonia, which is similar to Parkinson's disease. It makes your body twist and contort and contract. With that, I've been in a wheelchair with that. I lost my ability to walk with it as well.
Even though he had no idea if he'd ever fully recover, Dom decided he wasn't going to let his disabilities hold him back.
Whilst I was still paralysed, I went to my room, set up an ABN. I ended up opening a D-Dance Academy, climbed back in my wheelchair, rolled out to the lounge and said to my mum, I just started up a business. And she was like, you did what? How on earth do you plan on running a business and what did you start up? And so I told her that I wanted to open another dance studio, but I wanted to open one for people with disabilities and people of all abilities. She was like, you're still paralyzed. You can relapse all the time. Like, how do you plan on doing this? And I said, well, if my legs don't work, I'm just going to use my arms to control the legs. I'll figure everything out step by step. To this day, I've had relapses and stuff, but I have not stopped working since then.
Knowing what it's like to have complex disabilities, Dom doesn't turn any student away.
We don't discriminate. We don't say, oh, your disability is too hard for us to work with. We welcome everyone. We love to get to know them for who they are, and we try and encourage them to be their complete, unique selves.
Dom's philosophy of encouraging his dance students to be their true selves is also something he lives by. At the start of last year, Dom came out as transgender.
I first came out as being gay when I was about 21. From there, I've always been struggling with my identity and that. 8 years ago, I knew that I was trans, but because of how difficult it was coming out as gay, I didn't want to do that again. At the start of last year, with the encouragement of and support of a lot of people, I ended up coming out as being my true self, which is a trans man. To be able to be my unique self completely now is probably one of the most beautiful feelings I've ever been able to experience.
But unfortunately, not everyone in Dom's life has been supportive.
I don't have my parents in my life. I've lost quite a few, aunts and uncles and that, but the main people that have been supportive are my dance academy were incredible, when I came out to them.
While Dom's dance school has embraced him for who he is, he wasn't sure how the regional Queensland community would respond to a trans person.
So that was a bit of a nerve-wracking experience for me to feel I'm going to be going through this journey and I run a business here. I don't know what it's going to do. The Toowoomba community has actually been surprisingly very supportive. I've had a lot of love.
But the biggest support in Dom's life has been his 22-year-old sister, Jax.
She helps me go, yep, that outfit looks good. No, let's change your hair. She cuts my hair for me. And she's just been incredible. I love that I have the most amazing and supportive sister.
This is Jax.
Oh, I don't want to sound dismissive, but when Dom told me he was trans, I wasn't surprised at all. I was like, okay. Because I have had trans friends in the past and Dom was already out as a lesbian. Not out of the ordinary for me, really. I'm super, super, super proud of him. I couldn't ask for a better sibling, really. So it's really, really good, yeah.
Well, Dom's navigated more twists and turns in his life than most folks. He knows he's on the right path.
Sounds weird, but I'm kind of grateful for becoming unwell, because if I never really got unwell, I wouldn't have really thought of the possibilities of even opening up something like this. This business for me is just so much more than what I just a normal dance studio. This is actually a huge family to me. I have so many more dreams and plans that I really want to do with this business and take it as far as I possibly can, because I really want to be there being someone who can help as many people as possible.
This is ABC. Say hello.
And if you think Dom's done with shaking his life up, you're wrong. He's now in training for the Paralympics in long jump and triple jump. How's that for determination?
All right, grab a drink.
If this story made you feel inspired, make sure you follow the Make Me Feel Good podcast on ABC Listen for more stories like this from right across Australia. Until next time, thanks for listening.